The Guelph Salvation Army's annual Christmas kettle campaign brought in just over $130,500 this Christmas, minus $24,500 short of its $155,000 fundraising goal. It's also $14,500 less than what the campaign raised last year. Still, it's a significant number. Especially considering where the campaign sat mid-December. It ran from November 16 to December 24, and by December 13, it had only raised $36,000. But Corps officer and pastor for the Salvation Army Guelph Citadel Peter Van Dwenen said they saw a tremendous wave of generosity throughout the community, especially in the week before Christmas, bringing the total up by nearly $100,000. The money raised each year during the campaign accounts for about 90% of funding for the Guelph Citadel's year-round programs, including a food bank, a clothing pantry, and emergency shelter programs. As to why they didn't meet the fundraising goal this year, Van Dwenen said there are a number of factors at hand. "We were down quite a few volunteers this year over previous years," he said. "When we don't have volunteers standing at the kettle, that means you don't have that personal contact with somebody ringing the bell to let you know that they're there. The economy is also likely a factor," he said, "given the high cost of groceries and rent. When there are financial challenges, people are looking for ways to try and pinch pennies here and there, so sometimes charitable giving goes down a little bit," he said. In the same vein, the Guelph Citadel's Christmas hamper program saw an influx of applicants, with 1,200 households representing more than 4,000 individuals receiving food hampers, and 1,400 children receiving toy hampers. It's an increase from last year, which saw 1,100 food hampers and 1,200 toy hampers distributed. "That's not an insignificant number," said Van Dwenen of the increase. "There are a lot of families struggling and experiencing need in our community. I think we should all be concerned by those kinds of numbers." Van Dwenen emphasized they are grateful and tremendously thankful that the community, year after year, is resilient and supportive, and encourages community members to keep it up, especially as the need continues to grow. "Together we can make a big difference. Our hope is that the community will continue to meet the need, and in the new year perhaps be able to identify gaps where services are being provided, and look for innovative and creative ways of supporting people," he said. He noted that while Christmas is their biggest fundraising period in the community, those interested can support them throughout the year by visiting their website.